Walker County has budgeted $170,000 to address mold, asbestos, and lead-based paint inside the courthouse. County officials say the funding will cover remediation work in the north and south wings of the fourth floor, including stairwells and the third floor office space. The issues were discovered during environmental testing tied to planned renovations of the more than 100-year-old building. Officials say the courthouse remains safe and operational, with only contractor work areas restricted during cleanup. Additional roof and attic work will be handled in a separate project as renovations continue. A bill at the Georgia General Assembly could require weapons detection systems at every student entrance at Georgia public schools. House Bill 1023 would mandate the systems similar to courthouse security. The proposal follows the 2024 shooting at Appalachie High School. Supporters say it would improve safety statewide. Critics question whether districts can afford staffing costs since the bill does not provide new funding for personnel. The measures now head to the House Education Committee for consideration. A bill that would allow retired teachers to return to the classroom is moving forward at the Georgia State Senate. Senate Bill 150 passed the Senate Retirement Committee and later cleared the full House nearly unanimously. The measure now heads to the Georgia House for consideration. The proposal would reauthorize retired teachers with at least 25 years of service to return to work through 2034. Teachers would still be required to wait 12 months after retirement before coming back full-time, but during that period, they could work up to 49% of a full-time schedule. After the waiting period, returning teachers could collect both their retirement benefits and a paycheck. The Professional Association of Georgia Educators says it supports the changes. The Bank of Lafayette is hosting a community blood drive with blood assurance today from 10 until 1. The drive will be held at the bank's downtown Lafayette location on West Patton Street. Donors are encouraged to give local and help save local lives. Appointments can be made at bloodassurance.org/Bank of Lafayette, or you can call 800-962-0628. We've got a look at sports right after this. The 7AAA basketball tournament is set to begin. The Lafayette girls are in action on Saturday in a tournament play-in game. Lady Ramblers face Calhoun. Game starts at 2 on Saturday. You can hear it here on Georgia 93.7. A win may move on to face Ridgeland at 7:30 on Monday. Boys action begins Tuesday at Northwest Whitfield. Lafayette will face Gilmer at 6. If the Ramblers win, they would then travel to Calhoun and face the Yellow Jackets at 8:30 on Wednesday. Kyle Busch is on the pole for the Daytona 500 Sunday. You'll be able to hear the Great American Race on your new home for NASCAR. Georgia 93.7. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.